The scandal in the mutual fund industry so far hasn't led small investors to take their money and run. In fact, more money flowed into stock mutual funds in October than was withdrawn, and that's the eighth such month in a row. But investors have begun to pay attention, and they want action from regulators, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Individual investors may not fully understand the latest allegations, but they know enough to be hopping mad. Aaron Ersch and Burr Tyler live with their daughter east of San Francisco. They're at home fixing dinner for friends. Ersch owns a small remodeling company with half a dozen employees, and he has most of his pension accounts invested in mutual funds. He was outraged over the corporate accounting abuses that rocked the markets last year, and he's worked up again over these latest misdeeds.
There's been favoritism between high-ranking mutual fund brokers and special clients. They're allowing them to take advantage of special circumstances that are apparently and allegedly illegal that the standard investor can't have access to. And they're making a lot of money off the backs of the average everyday working class American.
Ersch owns some retirement shares through Charles Schwab, which has admitted to a small number of improper trades in funds managed by the discount broker. His wife, Burr, an educational researcher who has her entire pension in different mutual funds, doesn't think her accounts are directly affected, but she's not really sure.
You know, I'm so busy working and paying my bills that I don't follow it closely, and I'm just kind of happy if my totals go up. I get my statements, and as long as it's going up, I'm comfortable with it. You know, I can trust that things are happening, and it's going to work out all right for me. But it's also rather appalling to hear about all the dirt that's happening.
And so far, that's been the response of most households owning mutual shares. The investment return of the average U.S. stock mutual fund was 6.4% in October, the best monthly performance since last spring. With the market posting solid gains, Don Cassidy, a senior research analyst with Lipper Incorporated, says by and large, small investors are resisting the urge to sell off their shares.
To put it sort of bluntly, where else can they go? Maybe they go to an index fund because there's less chance for play there. But I don't think they're going to take their money out and go to a money market fund at 2/3% or to managing individual stocks, which is something they decided not to do when they bought funds to begin with.
Lipper, which tracks mutual fund investments, says that eight funds directly named in the scandal lost an estimated $3 billion in redemptions during October. But Cassidy warns, with the scandal widening to include dozens of firms, investors might not be better off switching to a different fund.
You run the risk if you sell brand X and move into brand Y, maybe next week you hear that brand Y did it too.
Forbes Investment Guide is urging investors not to sell shares in a panic. First of all, the damage to individuals has been tiny compared with the $7 trillion invested in funds. Investors could lose more money by racking up redemption fees or taxes on the sale. But for investors who must switch, Forbes and other money management experts say to look for a fund that emphasizes long-term performance and watch out for those fees, which can really eat away at investment returns. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.